Kelly Stallman says she has been a consumer advocate for healthcare for many years. She has also experienced firsthand the benefits of the Affordable Care Act. Before Obamacare, her insurance company denied necessary medical treatment for one of her sons. While Medicaid eventually paid for it, it led to a delay in his care. After the healthcare rollout, her other son required the same treatment and it was provided the same day.
Because I had raised three sons and buried two. I had twins with profound cerebral palsy that lived into their 20s. Eric just passed last year. And we are, you know, necessity is the mother of invention. We had to learn about both private health insurance and Medicaid because of Mark and Eric's complex needs.
Stallman was just one of the nearly 200 people that gathered outside Senator Cory Gardner's Denver office to share their concerns about the potential repeal of the Affordable Care Act. The Republican has been a vocal advocate of repealing the law. Protesters chanted and held signs, several people spoke, and organizers delivered over 1,000 petitions asking the senator not to repeal the ACA without a plan for replacement. Jake Williams, executive director of Healthier Colorado, a healthcare consumer advocacy group, an organizer of the event, says that repealing without a replacement would be disastrous.
The equivalent of doing so would be to jump off a cliff with no plan to land. And on an issue so important, so fundamental as health, there are so many Coloradans concerned, and that's why you saw so many people out here on the street sending this message to the senator.
In 2013, Leah Pryor Lease's wife had premature twins. They were born at 30 weeks and 6 days and spent 6 weeks in the neonatal intensive care unit. During that time, Pryor Lease and her wife incurred nearly $1 million in medical bills. She says that without health insurance, they would have been forced into bankruptcy. In addition, she's concerned about their future health care coverage.
The pre-existing conditions clause, being able to cover them into adulthood to make sure they get the care that they need, is they're critical to us, and you know those provisions keep my children alive, and so that's why we're here today. We want to make sure that those stories are heard.
Ethel Io has worked in the healthcare field for a number of years. She says as she gets older, she is concerned about what will happen if the ACA is repealed.
You know, I've worked in healthcare most of my adult life, and I never had insurance until Obamacare came out, except for Medicare and Medicaid, and I just got that. And I don't want it taken away. Now I'm 61, and you see I'm kind of limping, and I don't know what it is. If they take certain benefits away, I don't know what I'll do.
Rally organizer Jake Williams says that while Obamacare isn't perfect, there needs to be a bipartisan conversation about where to go next.
Speaking for Healthier Colorado, I would concede that the ACA is not perfect, and we would happily engage in a good faith conversation about how it can be improved. But right now that conversation is not happening. All we're hearing about is an effort to repeal and no specific plan to replace.
Last week, the House and Senate took their first steps towards repealing the Affordable Care Act. Now Congress has until January 27th to draft legislation to repeal the law. For KGNU, I'm Julia Caulfield.